Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
There's plenty of marriages, especially post-pandemic, that are struggling right now, but a lot of them very reluctant to go to marriage counseling, to get therapy. So at least in your view, why is marriage counseling not maybe the first thing we think of or do when we hit those bumps in the road?
Yeah, I think that we want to believe that we don't need help, that we can do it ourselves, whatever we're facing as a couple, that we've got the power to change this if we can just figure out what's going on, sit down, talk it through. You know, we all get stuck. My wife and I actually yesterday just celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary. Wow. And we've had hard seasons. We've had dark seasons. We've had times that we've been able to talk stuff through and grow without help, and we've needed counselors. We've needed mentors and pastors to come alongside and community to help us grow. And I think for me, as I look back on 30 years of marriage, I just think one of the biggest goals that we need to have as a couple is how are we growing as individuals and how are we growing together as a couple? And there are definitely times that Aaron and I need help and we're stuck or we're not getting where we want to be. Just the other day, I was driving, a vehicle cut me off, and as we pulled up to a red light, I simply was giving this other driver a very bad look. So I wasn't doing anything else, I promise. I was just looking at him like, seriously? Well, my wife did not like me doing that, and it made her feel unsafe, kind of in this day and age. We don't know what this person's going to do. So she starts correcting me, and so then I feel controlled. I say something. We get into this big argument, and finally I tell her, hey, if you don't like the way I'm driving, just look out your window. Then you won't even notice how I'm driving. Now, I understand it was a terrible thing to say to my wife. I own that. That was terrible. But what was interesting later on is as she and I kind of talked that through, and I apologized, and she apologized. And one of the things she said, though, that really struck me, she goes, over the last few months, as we drive together, I've just noticed you've become really reactive to other drivers. And I was thinking, that doesn't seem right. But actually, the more I thought about it, I went, that's probably fair. I wonder what that's about. I went and made an appointment with a good Christian counselor here in my area, someone I've been to before, and kind of shared with him this story, and I don't know if that's true or not. Let's talk it through. Ended up, there were some other really big stressors in my life that I hadn't been dealing with, and I'd sort of been taking that stress out on other drivers. And the point being, I wasn't even aware that some deeper stuff was really happening that I needed to go deal with. And I just say, we all have stuff, we all have issues, we have things that we're dealing with personally that will impact our marriage. Let's go deal with that stuff. Let's go in together as a couple and figure out how are we growing as a couple as well. For some reason, we almost assign like this negative stigma to counseling. Oh, that means that we're in big trouble. All I'm saying is that we all need help to grow. Let's figure out how to do that.
I think you touch on a very relevant point, and that is that stigma that does seem to be attached to getting counseling, to getting help, almost this sense of, well, I failed then if I go to get counseling. How do we overcome that? I guess what would be pride, really?
That's literally what I was going to say. For me, I was being prideful. Oh, I can deal with whatever stressors are going on in my life. I don't need to go to a counselor. And I love that verse in Philippians that talks about do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. And vain conceit means that when I'm excessively proud of my own thinking, my own thoughts, my perspective. And so in my mind, I'm like, I'm good. Okay, maybe I've been a little bit more reactive to people driving, you know, they're idiots and justifying. Well, it was my pride. And when I really heard my wife suggesting that, giving me that feedback, and I'm recognizing, yeah, you know what? That did show up the other day and that hurt my marriage. I'm going to go get some help. And so I think it's humbling ourselves and just saying, God, I trust you. You'll bring the right person. You'll bring the right therapist. You'll bring the right mentor into my life. who will help me, whatever this season of growth needs to look like. I trust God will do that. But you're right, it does take some humility and just a willingness to go, you know what, I don't have it all figured out. And man, community is great. I heard someone one time, they talked about marriage, saying that marriage is a duet in need of backup singers. And I've never forgotten that, because I think that's so true. We need community. And that includes, during seasons, counselors and mentors in our life.